I'm Jonathan Moore.
And I'm Colin Lapp.
And you're listening to
Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Hello and welcome to Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Obviously, we've been focusing a hell of a lot on college football these last few weeks. We've got some big guests lined up for you, and today is no different. We're actually joined by someone I've had the pleasure of speaking to in the past, and I can tell you he's a great guest to have. And I'll introduce you to Jonathan Moore, my co-host, who can fill you in on the gaps.
Thank you very much, Colin. Yes, you're not wrong. We have a fantastic guest joining us on this edition of Press Coverage, and I'm sure you're just excited as I am. I am genuinely thrilled to welcome this man onto the podcast. He is one of the top stars in all of college football today, a quarterback that you'll hear so much about over the coming year and beyond. Taj Boyd, welcome to the show. Oh, it's great to have you on. So I'll just get straight into the questions. And first of all, I'd just like to know, how are your own pre-season preparations going?
Oh, it's going really well right now. We just jumped into summer workouts, and it's exciting for us. We have a lot of things that we can fulfill, a lot of expectations within the program, and that's what mainly we're working towards. It's going to be a joint effort, and the guys are really ready to work hard and get ready for the season.
Now, before we go on to talk about the future, I'd just like to talk a wee bit about last season. Clemson put together a pretty impressive season, finishing with an 11-2 overall record, making it Clemson's first 11-win season for 31 years. Just how pleased was the team about how you played last season?
I think we did a lot of good things last year. You can see us grow within every year that we've played, and you can just kind of start to see it come together. Granted, we didn't win every game, but we did a lot of things and taking strides and steps towards where we want to be in the program. And overall, I mean, we just took last year game by game. We didn't kind of look forward to certain games or not. We just wanted to go out there and go out in every game and just try to execute as much as possible. So it was fun for us, and we definitely enjoyed the way that it ended as well.
Yeah, and despite it being a very successful season, did the fact you won the ACC Championship the year before mean that you maybe weren't as content with the season as you maybe would have been before?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, winning the ACC was another major step for this program, but for us, that was one of the goals set into the season as well. Again, and Florida State edged us in that game, and they took it home and won it, but I mean, we didn't feel like anything was lost during the season. Felt like we did a lot of really good things, and for us, we're all about wanting to be in contention to be the best team playing the game, one of the best teams playing college football in general, and we're definitely taking steps towards that. So I think we got opportunities to have something special. I think that with the type of players that we got coming back and the type of leadership, that the team has no limit to where it can go, so we just got to keep working.
Yeah, and you mentioned you took it game by game last season, but ultimately, is the target for next season to get back to that conference championship game?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. We don't want anything less than that. We don't want anything less than the conference championship and another BCS championship, whether it's a national championship or a bowl game, preferably a national championship. But, you know, we just got to keep working and take it from there. We got a lot of tests this year, and this team's a lot different from last year. I mean, we still have some aspects and areas that we need to grow up in, but I think we got the players to do it, and I think we have everything we need.
Yeah, and Taj, I mean, how different do you think the offense is going to be this year without your number one receiver, it seemed, last season, DeAndre Hopkins? I mean, do you think the offense will change a lot?
He's really going to be missed, but I don't think that it has changed too much. He's a great player for us, and contributed heavily. I mean, my favorite target, probably one of the best receivers I've ever played with, and one of the best receivers to ever come to Clemson. But Coach did a great job of the type of guys he recruited, and now it's just time for these guys to step up for us. So I think the big thing we have for us going as offense and as a unit is that we're an older group. We're more of a veteran group. Still got plenty of young guys, but the veteran, you know, outweighs the youth for the offense, and we feel like we got an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you are sort of a star guy on the offense. Sammy Watkins, too, is someone who everyone enjoys watching. But are there any guys you think we should look out for? Obviously, you have lost Andre Ellington. You've lost DeAndre Hopkins. Who do you think will step up?
Well, the running back that will be starting this year, Roger McDowell, he's probably the best open field guy we have on the team. There's not so many guys that once you get past that first line of defense, there's not so many guys that's going to be able to bring him down. Just so elusive, so quick. And then the receiving corps that I have some horses out there. I got Martavis Bryant, 6'6 guy, Sharon Peake, 6'4 guy, Adam Humphries, Jamal Hopper, just young guys, tight ends. I mean, all my guys are like really, really highly recruited out of high school. And the way they've been working this offseason, you can tell why. So I feel like we have a lot of things going for us, and the guys are just hungry to make sure they can go out and be the best players that they can be.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, actually. Last time we had an interview, I asked you what your favourite play was, and you said four verticals. Is that still your favourite play, even without DeAndre?
Still my favourite play. Still my favourite play. My guys can just stretch the field so much. And I'm in kind of hard for the team to keep up with them. So, I mean, you know, the biggest thing for me, and one of the main things I love about playing quarterback is being able to distribute the ball. So, while I have all these great weapons, I want to make sure that everybody gets their fair share as well. So it's up to me to make sure I keep everybody focused, keep everybody in the game, and know that everybody's role is important on this team.
Yeah, talking about plays, one of my favourite plays last season from Clemson was a sort of crisscross counter, or an inside counter reverse, however you want to call it, a very fast play involving several handoffs. I just want to know, how long does it take and how long do you spend on the training field to try and perfect a play like that before you take it into a game?
You know, the thing with that is, like, it's never really perfect in practice. Sometimes to the point where it's kind of even hard to gauge if it's going to work. Just because, I mean, we're going against a particular defense and, you know, we just don't really know. But, I mean, we spend so many hours preparing for those particular plays, working on it. Smallest details that go into whether it's handing it off, making sure the blocking assignment's right, all those details add up to what we do on game day. So, I mean, coach kind of just runs a few different things, kind of gets a feel for it early in the game, to see if it'll work out. So, if it feels like it'll hit, he'll definitely run it. But, I mean, there's countless hours that goes into it, and it's more of like a study more than anything else.
And going back to your own game, in 2011, you threw what was seen as a pretty fantastic 33 touchdowns. However, you blew that right out of the water last season by throwing 36 for almost 4,000 yards. Were you confident beforehand that you'd be able to beat that total of 33?
Yeah, I think so. It really just depends on how much you grow and continue to grow and work. You know, the funny thing is, like, after my sophomore year, a lot of people told me that they thought we had a really good season, but they don't think that the statistics would have risen during the next year. And you hear similar talk this year. You know, people tell me, like, it'd be hard to top what you did last year, but for us, we don't want to set any limits. I don't think there's any room for complacency in this game and on this team as well. So if we're not improving, we're not doing our job. So everything we do, we try to do it to the best abilities and go out there and top what we did before. One of the things for me is, like, I had the opportunity to break a lot of different records at this university and in the conference as well. So, I would definitely like for those things to make sure that they stay on track and stay on course. And, you know, you go out there and just play. I don't really go into any game with a set number of times that I think I'll score, but, you know, it's all about just going out and executing the game plan.
And talking of records, I saw that your head coach has challenged you to equal or beat Rodney Williams' record of 32 winning games at Clemson. Do you think in the future we might be asking future Clemson quarterbacks if they think they can beat Taj Boyd's winning record?
Man, I think so. Hopefully so. Coach Sweeney comes up to me and reminds me a lot about that. He'll tell me, like, you need 11 more wins to be the all-time winning quarterback and such and such. But it's all about my teammates and me. You know, and even talk about certain individual awards. It's all about team success. person, and that's kind of what I'm working towards.
Yeah, and obviously with you trying to build your Clemson legacy, returning for your senior season obviously, you know, helps with that. But, of course, you did give up the chance to enter the NFL draft, and some may have been surprised by that because a lot of people have said the draft class this year for quarterbacks was quite weak, and so they thought you would go very high. How close were you to declaring for the draft?
Yeah, I actually thought I was ready to go. After the bowl game was over against LSU, I had made my mind up. I told myself I was going to go into the draft. A lot of it based off of what people were saying. You know, I didn't want to make a hasty decision.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, and so, I mean, what do you think is your biggest sort of, the biggest part of your game you need to work on to prepare yourself for the next level? I mean, it's quite funny, actually. Last season, you said one of the guys you admired most was Russell Wilson. And obviously, I mean, I don't think anyone could have argued if he was named an all-pro player. So when you see guys like that, you know, developing the way they have, what do you think you have to do to take your game to that next level?
I mean, for those guys, and guys who are successful at that level, it's not the physical tools more so. I mean, you have to have them. But, I mean, I think it's just that they're so mentally in tune to what they're doing that it makes all the difference. You know, one of the things I hear Red Lewis talk about, and they asked him how he was able to continue to play, especially being a little bit older, they said, I may not run, you know, 4.45 anymore, but they play 4.45. And it's all based off of how much they know the game, how well they know what they're doing in their assignments and what everybody else is doing around them. So, for me, it's all about continuing to grow mentally, whether it's reading defenses, whether it's knowing my plays, my personnel, and just going out and improving from there. Physically, I'm not going to continue to make sure I work on my footwork. Footwork leads to accuracy. Accuracy leads to not throwing interceptions. And I want to be able to make sure I can cut down on that deficit and just continue to grow.
Yeah, and other than Russell Wilson, I mean, who are some of the other guys, whether it be past players in college or maybe past NFL players or current guys, who do you look for inspiration? I know you're a Steelers fan, I think, so maybe Big Ben?
Actually, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's always been one of my favorite quarterbacks. And I think Tom Brady has the opportunity to be the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, regardless of what people say. I just think that he's a winner. And as you can see, that they're not going out and getting the top free agent guys when they bring a guy in or drafting the most talented players or skill players in the draft, but they're getting the guys that fit the system. They're getting guys because they know that Tom Brady can raise that everybody else's level play around him, and that's what makes him so special. He's a different type of leader. He's a different type of player, and you know, when those players are playing for him, they want to give everything they got. So as you know, as being a quarterback, you look at those intangibles and you just hope that you can eventually be that way someday. Because, I mean, when you're able to do that, you're able to do anything that you want to do. And just to have the respect that he has from his teammates, I think it makes him one of the greatest players.
Yeah, I just have a couple of draft questions myself, or draft-related questions. I mean, obviously, Colin's already mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. Your other standout receiver, Sammy Watkins, he is coming back. And with Hopkins deciding to go, just how important was it that you still have such a top-quality player like Watkins coming back that you can throw to?
Well, I mean, it's a lot based off of chemistry and how we worked this season. I remember in the process of making my decision, Sammy was like, to the point where he was like, man, please don't go. He was like, we needed to stay, same and such. But I think that we had an opportunity to have something special between me and him as well. And it's all based off of how hard we worked this summer together. So, I mean, for him, he has an opportunity to be another top 10, 15 player. And I think he has the capabilities and opportunity to do that. He's working harder than I've ever seen him work this year. guy so much that I'm going to have to look at him for certain occasions and situations. They can just kind of look at me and know what we're going to do. So a lot of it is based off of how hard we work in the summer and the film room as well. And we'll take it from there. But I think he has the opportunity to be a top player in this draft.
And you've mentioned some of the players that we should look out for next season. And in general, for Clemson, it's seen as the chance for so many players in both the offense and the defense to break out this year. But in terms of wide receiver, do you have a guy there that you think can come in and replace Hopkins right off the bat?
I think we have some guys that grow into that role. Again, Martavis is one of the guys. Martavis Bryant is one of the guys that I need to step up right away. It's your option as well. Guys have tremendous capabilities, and I think they kind of understand now how important that the role is on the team is, and how vital it is, because at any given time they can get the ball, so they got to make sure they pay close attention to things and to take it from there. But I don't think you can necessarily replace Nazareth, but you can definitely do that, and that's what we're working towards right now.
And just one final question, the quarterback class next year. I mean, obviously there's yourself, there's Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, David Fail, so many good quarterbacks, as Colin mentioned. Just how good do you think the 2014 draft class is, and where do you think you rank amongst those guys?
I think it's a pretty strong class, honestly. Just me knowing a few of the guys and just seeing them playing and just being a college football fan myself, I think that it's a solid group in general. Again, I definitely don't think it's going to be the tallest quarterback draft class. It may be one of the shorter ones in recent memory, but there are some players in this class. You know, I think I'm starting off against a great one with Aaron Murray. We got a chance to play against each other and play with each other in high school and all that in games and going to different camps. Johnny Football, of course, is a tremendous athlete. You got Braxton Miller in the ACC. You got guys like Vern Renner. It's just an unbelievable class, and I think that I had the opportunity to be one of the better ones, but it's all about how I continue to work. I mean, I pride myself on wanting to be the best, and I don't expect anything less than that, so that's what I got to continue to improve on and continue to work, but I definitely want to be the best one.
Yeah, and you made reference to the LSU game. Obviously, that was a bowl game. That was the one where people really, if they hadn't already saw you and taken notice, I think you sort of, you had to basically force your way into people's minds with that performance. But in fact, we actually have some comments from people on Twitter saying in jest, have you healed up from that game yet? But, I mean, really, how tough was that game? And do you think that people think about you differently now?
Yeah, it was a pretty brutal game. This is one of those things where you just kind of had to suck it up and play everything out down the line. The way I kind of observed the game, looked at the game, it's like, what do you have to go out there to lose? I mean, nobody had us pick to win. Nobody really had us pick to do anything, so I kind of looked at it as if, especially later in that game, I looked at it as if you can just be what they thought you were. You can be, you can just be a hero. You can work and make yourself a household name. I think that, I mean, it happened after that game, but for me, I think I had other games like that as well. I just don't think people got a chance to see or really observe because they make certain comments directed towards the conference and themselves. But, I mean, I think we play some good football around here. And, you know, I just try to pride myself on being the best player in that field when I get out there.
Yeah, well, I can tell you for sure that after the LSU game, a lot of guys in the UK, the game was shown on ESPN. So a lot of guys got to see that game, and it was probably, because it was on, it was quite a time-friendly game. It started quite early here, so everyone was quite excited to see you. And I think over here, that was when your star really started to rise, because it was the amount of talk you had over here was amazing. And as you already mentioned, you'll be playing Aaron Murray, so you ended last season against an incredible team, and you're beginning this season against another incredible team, so do you prefer getting your very first game against a team that may be national championship contenders, or would you rather that it starts off a softer schedule?
Either way is fine with me. I mean, I think we got one of the better setups. Like you said, we ended the game, ended the season against a team like LSU, starting off against Georgia. So we just kind of will put us on the spot to see where we're at. This is one of those games where both teams are working really hard to force off championship aspiration. So a lot of it starts off with how the game starts and ends, and you just got to continue to work. But I like to compete. I love to work, and I wouldn't rather have it any other way to start off East Georgia. So it'd be a good game for both teams. I think we both bring a lot to the table, and so I hope to fall on the best at the end of the day. So just got to continue to work and hopefully it's us.
Yeah, I mean, that game against the Georgia Bulldogs is obviously going to be great. I mean, just how good a game do you think that has the potential to be? I mean, as you mentioned, it's two teams that have been considered top 10 national championship contenders.
I think that's absolutely one of the top games of the year in general. I think both have veteran guys on the team. You know, Aaron Murray's the leader of that group out there in that team. And just knowing him, I know he'll put everything out there for his teammates as well. So, at the end of the day, I got to go outperform him. I got to go outlead him in the way he's directing his guys. So, I think it was definitely a challenge, and he's got to continue to work. But I think that Aaron Dobson is a special game and one of the best games of the year.
And in those games where you play some of the other very top teams, is there ever a sort of extra incentive to perform even better in those games?
Well, I think so. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about being yourself and playing consistently. I think when you start to do things outside of the norm and outside of what you do, it becomes a problem and it becomes a hassle. And you just kind of have to go out there and just do what you're supposed to do and do what you're capable of. Once you start doing anything extra, it starts to become a little bit out of control, and sometimes you're not able to get out of that tailspin. So it's all about just performing consistently and just working.
And another game that sticks out also is the game between yourselves and Florida State in October. Do you think it's a fair comment to say that that game could ultimately be the game that decides who tops the conference?
Well, most definitely. I think it happens like that every year, particularly. But it wasn't a great feeling not being able to go back to that championship game. And both teams have aspirations of doing that every year, so it's going to be important for both teams and to go out there and make sure that it's a crucial game for us. So we'll have a special opportunity. They come here and play, so it's going to be fun. I know the atmosphere is going to be ridiculous. So it's one of those deals where you just kind of have to take it in stride and just grow from it and learn.
Yeah, so Taj, I'll let you know about some of the questions from some fans on Twitter and from the forums on NFL UK. One of the questions, you'll probably find it quite hard to answer, and I'm guessing you'll avoid it, but if you had to pick one wide receiver, would you pick Sammy Watkins or DeAndre Hopkins?
Tough question. I think they're totally different receivers. And I think it's just whatever you take your preference. DeAndre is more of like the total receiver, complete receiver. Runs like just unbelievable routes. Probably had the best routes in college football last year. Just a kind of a fundamental Sammy, just naturally specimen. Probably one of the more athletic and just ridiculous people that I've been around. Really fast and play any position, put him at very versatile. And I think that's what's the difference between them, whereas Nuke is almost just an exclusively just receiver, and Sammy can kind of just do whatever. So I think it's just based off your preference and what you want.
Yeah, and another question we got in for you is this. Obviously, you've been ACC Player of the Year. You're ranked as probably a very high pick next year in the draft. Everyone thinks, you know, you might have a chance for a Heisman this year, but do you think you have anything you would consider a weakness in your game?
I just got to keep on continuing to grow. As far as accuracy goes, and making sure I can make all the throws from a certain window. Making throws on time. So, I mean, a lot of it, again, comes from the film room. How much I study, how much I grow in that aspect, and that's just one of the areas that I got to improve on. Again, footwork is a daily focus every day, going out there and making sure I get something done. So, I mean, that's something that I consistently strive for and strain for, and that's continue to grow in that area. But that's just something that I have to continue to work on. And mainly it's all about the dreams of the guys that run out there and play how you play.
Yeah, and can you give us an idea? Obviously, during the season, the schedule for you must be crazy, trying to fit in everything you need for football. And also, people forget, obviously, you have classes, you're trying to earn a degree. So can you tell us a little bit about how the schedule is? Maybe break it down for us when it's a game season, or sorry, game week.
Yeah, and I just have a couple more questions before we finish off. I mean, the Clemson fans have a legacy of their own, pretty much. They're widely known as one of the best, one of the most passionate fan groups in all of football. Just how much of a help is it to have such a big, passionate atmosphere behind you during games? And how good is it to be a part of a programme with fans like that?
That's one of the reasons I came back to school here. Just because I haven't been around a more passionate group of people. You know, they're really strong in what they believe in. And Clemson football means a lot to this area, to this state. And we just want to represent it in every aspect. So, it's pretty passionate. I mean, game days, I haven't been to a more exciting atmosphere than that. Playing in the valley, running down the hill. These things are just crazy. I get tweets every day about the season. People count down the season. So, it's a major emphasis. It's pretty important, and we feel the same way about it as players.
And how much of a help do you think it might be having played in front of crowds like that at Clemson, places such as Florida State too? How much of a help do you think that'll be to adjusting straight into life in front of the huge NFL crowds, some of which certainly won't even be able to match up with the likes of Clemson?
I think atmosphere here probably is a little bit more detailed than college. Than the NFL. Just because, I mean, for the most part, you'll have the stadium usually holds more people in college than it does in the NFL. And just because of the intensity. NFL is really, really serious. It's serious business. But I think the atmosphere is a little bit more laid back than college football. So it'll be a transition, but I'm excited about it.
Just the last question I have for you, Taj. After this season, that's it for you at Clemson. Your time as a Tiger is up. Ultimately, what do you want to be Taj Boyd's legacy at Clemson to be?
Ultimately, I want to be the best quarterback to play here. And we're going to take some work. We're going to take a ridiculous type deal, but I think we have an opportunity to do that. I feel like it can be special. I think it can be one of these seasons that everybody remembers. So, I mean, I just got to keep on continue to push these guys, push myself, and take it to another level. Now, one of the things that you understand when you get older is that you can't waste a day. Every day counts in this arena, and it counts every time you step on that field as well. So, I mean, we just try to take it from there and just know that time moves fast, and you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get.
Yeah, so Taj, just one final question for me, and it's once again, it's someone that's actually submitted this question to us, and it's, what do you like to do in your downtime when you're not playing football? Is it video games? Is it watching TV? Is it playing another sport?
Actually, I love the movies a lot. I've seen every movie that's in the movie theater right now, so it's always been just one of my things. I'm pretty big into fishing right now. I try to get out there a few times. And also,
Yes.
I watch soccer when it comes on, and I'm pretty big on the game, so it's got to continue. I feel like I'm good, and my defense is ridiculous on FIFA. It's kind of hard for me to score, man. Those penalty shots are terrible for me right now, so I got to work on that.
I don't think anyone can take penalties in FIFA, to be honest with you, Taj.
Yeah. Well, I said that was the last question, but I suppose you just led us on to one more. Obviously, over here in the UK, in Scotland, football, or obviously you guys call it soccer, that is the biggest sport. So do you support or follow a soccer team? In Scotland, well, I'm a Rangers fan, Glasgow Rangers, and you also have Celtic in Scotland. They're the two biggest teams.
Okay, cool. I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with that, man. I want to get a chance to kind of check out the scene, and it'd be great to actually come over there and go to a game one day. Hopefully one of the things I'd be able to do is travel a little bit. Just not traveling so much as a kid and getting a chance to see things. Hopefully I'll put myself in a position where I'm able to do that and come out of that area. But soccer is pretty dope. I could never play. I was pretty terrible at it. I tried to play as well growing up, but between that and baseball, I try to stay away from it. So again, the games are pretty dope, and it's just fun watching.
Oh, great. Well, I'll send you some videos of fans over here on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure if you get to the NFL and you make some money, you could probably come to the UK as much as you want.
True enough.
Well, look, Taj, I mean, once again, thanks so much for having to, like, taking this interview. It's been really cool speaking to you. And obviously, everyone wishes you the best for the coming season.
Oh, well, definitely. I appreciate that, and I hope y'all keep in touch with us this season, and I'll make sure I keep in touch with y'all on Twitter as well.
Oh, cool. So while we keep Taj on the line, I'll just finish up quickly. Obviously, you'll find out all about the podcast on Twitter. You can follow myself at CLamontSport, Jonathan at Jonathan J. Moore, and all the latest podcast goings on you can find on at Press Coverage V2. And while we have Taj, we might as well plug his Twitter. Do you want to plug your Twitter, Taj?
Taj V10,
yep. Yeah, well, you can get Taj there. Obviously, he's going to be, I'm guessing he's representing Clemson all the time, but you'll get some interesting stuff there. And well, thanks for listening, and all I've got to say is goodbye.
I appreciate it, guys.
And Jonathan, are you done too?
I'm done. See you later.